Now time for a locker room chat with Centralia head coach Roger Holthouse, coming off on his 34-14 win at Valley Heights. First of all, your just overall thoughts on that win on Friday.
Jared, I thought you know, obviously the first half, I thought we were very efficient with the football. We did some good things offensively. I thought defense the first half, they had that one big drive. We got to get off the field. We get a third mile or a fourth. Now we get off the field. Didn't happen. So, but second half, I thought defense after that one drive, I thought defense played very well throughout the game after that. And, you know, offense sputtered a little bit in the third quarter, come out of locker room, which we need to get a little bit better at that. And we will. Friday, we just sputtered a little bit coming out of locker room.
Talking about you guys' offense here with Trenton Talley leading the way over the air. Not his best effort, but of course this is game one. Tell us what your overall thoughts are on his first game of the 2022 season.
No, I thought Trenton played he played very well. I thought he commanded the offense very well. Us throwing the ball is a work in progress for us. But we got to continue to throw the ball a little bit and you know, try to get but still establish a run. So overall, I thought Trenton did a really nice job managing the offense.
As for, talked about the running game, Drew Gibbs, he had some major touchdowns that really set you guys apart going into the second half. Tell us about your thoughts on his first game.
Yeah, I thought at times, the thing with Drew, he can run hard. I think he runs better yet. I keep telling him he's a big back, and sometimes you get a creep. You could be your own blocker, but just lower your shoulder down and you know, run over somebody and come with that. Sometimes you have to do that. But, you know, it's game one, Jared, and I thought the kids, they gave great effort through the whole game. Really just proud of the whole team, Jared. So I'm really proud of the whole team.
As you should be, they played very well in their 20-point win. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk about their opponent for week two. Back with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse and talking about your guys' upcoming opponent, Christ Prep. This is kind of an interesting team. They kind of just freelance and play wherever they are wanted, basically. They played a team from Missouri last week. They're playing you guys this week. They're playing another team in Missouri next week. Tell us what you know about Christ Prep.
The film I got, I'm sure they look fast, but, you know, against us, everybody looks fast. But they got some jets out there that can run a little bit, and they got some size inside that, you know, around 230, 240 in the line. So it'll be a handful for us. I think it'll be a great opportunity for us. But, you know, Valley Heights set double dive, we'll try to shove it down the road to a team that's going to spread you out and try to get to the corner, so, the outside. So, I think it's going to be a great challenge for our kids. It's going to be a great learning experience for our kids in a game that, you know, it's not a district game. It's really not a league game. It's just a game. So I think it's going to be I'm looking forward to the challenge and you know, how we overcome some of those obstacles.
Yeah, it certainly is a very different opponent. Of course, with Valley Heights, they're kind of just run the ball, keep it tight at the line of scrimmage. Christ Prep, they're spreading you out. T.J. Cruz, their quarterback, very efficient with his arm. What are some adjustments you're making from last week to this week in terms of getting ready for two completely different offenses?
The defense, we kind of put this defense in this year, and the defense we put in kind of gets you that flexibility to adjust, so an easy flexibility to adjust. So I'm looking forward to that, see what our defense does. But it does, you know, some different problems is going to arise with what the offense is doing. But, again, Jared, I think it comes down to two things. You got to block and you got to attack. If you can do those two things, you got a chance to win a football game.
Absolutely. And, well, coming up ahead of this game, you guys certainly played well on defense. As you talked about, Brody Grossnickel, he was phenomenal. Drew Gibbs as well. Tell us about those guys individually that you really like ahead of this matchup on Friday.
Brody, I thought, played a great game. I thought Drew did two defensively, like you said, the other night, last Friday. I thought Brody filled a hole and was very aggressive at my point, he should be. And same with Drew. Defensively, though, I like we're getting five, six, seven kids to the football. They were gang tackling. I do like that. I think that's going to put, you know, it always bodes well for any defense. We'll find out with our secondary this week. They like to throw the ball a little bit, so we'll answer our secondary sets this week. But overall, right now, I'm very pleased with the defense.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much for your time. As always, I'll talk to you again next week. And best of luck on Friday against Christ Prep.
Thank you, Jared.
That was Locker Room Chat with Centralia head football coach Roger Holdhouse, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Winklin Oil Company.